Bone Boy Speaks, episode 662, More Cell Towers.
I'm sure all one time or another we've had our complaints about cell phone coverage and the fact that it's not always so fantastic, especially here in the United States. I go to foreign countries and I find that coverage is usually pretty good, whereas in my neck of the woods I have sort of random problems, and even just where I'm at in terms of the AT&T towers, that there's I just randomly lose coverage and not quite sure why. But there's a couple ways that this can be addressed. And first of all, there's the whole spectrum thing, which, T-Mobile's running into, but there's also problems with just placing towers, right? As you get these different, this spectrum, you have to put towers in places to take advantage of it. And especially in like really densely populated areas, like cities, you have to put towers all over the place. And that really is what, allows a good coverage, or to be able to, not only having signal, but being able to use your phone. You have to have enough towers to handle the amount of people or whatever. And so the problem is that municipalities have, a lot of control over whether a cell phone tower gets put in their municipality or not. And, the FCC over the years, who's responsible for regulating a lot of that stuff, has put in place a shot clock to force municipalities to evaluate these particular requests in a timely manner, and which they weren't doing in some cases. I mean it can take years to get a new cell tower, say like in the city of San Francisco, for instance. And so the FCC is trying to change those rules. And not only that, of course, the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, or the CTIA, the lobbying firm for the mobile phone industry in the United States, they're also trying to push the FCC to make changes in this area too. It's going to take a while, I think. I mean, this is not something that's going to happen overnight. I for one, of course, want to see more towers, because that means I'll have better coverage. It's not going to fix areas where it's not economical necessarily to put towers, for example, the middle of nowhere. But I think that's probably a lot of the carriers, especially T-Mobile, is waiting for low band spectrum to be available and for them to deploy it. And they'll all of a sudden have better coverage, assuming that people are using phones that take advantage of that. Whole different discussion. But anyway, this is an ongoing issue in the United States, trying to get the country blanketed with coverage. And it's probably gonna be some time before we are fully covered, as much as Verizon Wireless likes to say they cover everybody. They still don't. And we still need more towers, more carriers, and better coverage, and hopefully it will happen over time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.